Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a place for inspiration. Sharing her encore lift with us today is Robin Hoagland. She's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Centerville, Massachusetts.
Even young children learn to draw trees. Maybe some lacy swirls of green at the top for leaves, a thick brown trunk, and upside-down triangles at the bottom for the essential roots. Stenciling one of these early pictures of mine, my mother turned it into a needlepoint pillow that graced our living room couch for decades. I'm sure the tree itself lasted much longer than that. When we're confronted with any form of turmoil, the swirling winds of politics, an economic drought, a debilitating event, an illness, a single tree can remind us of what we need, not just to endure, but to thrive. And it always begins with our roots. A tree grows in many kinds of good soil, and so can we. When we understand the fact that God is love, and that each one of us is entirely spiritual, we're already sinking deep roots into good soil. Like trees in a forest, we find we can grow side by side with those who hold vastly different outlooks and priorities. Many summers ago, we were expecting a visit from family members who were quite hostile to the whole idea of a spiritual approach to healing. In the weeks leading up to that visit, a spider bite on my leg grew considerably worse, despite my initial efforts to pray about it. At first, I wondered what they would say about the distorted appearance of my leg. But as I prayed to gain God's perspective on this visit, I felt sweetly released from the weight of trying to win human approval. The peace of being deeply rooted in my faith in God's goodness held firm. I gained a fresh sense of divine love governing all creation harmoniously, spiders and family members included. With this deeper understanding, I watched the symptoms disappear within the day, and the family visit was one of the best we'd ever had. Deep roots. They withstand all kinds of adversity, allowing all of us to flourish together.
What do you look for in daily inspirational content like The Daily Lift? We want your input. Please visit christianscience.com/feedback to share your thoughts before the end of the day on June 30th.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.